Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Honoring Hour. My name is Lynn, and I want to thank you for joining us today for our monthly meditation. Just a reminder of a couple of shows that are coming up before we get started with our meditation. Next week, which is January 26th, we are going to have Stephen Horn on talking about his book, Heal Yourself, Heal Your World. Stephen is a master herbalist, a member of the Iridology Association, just has a lot of tools under his belt and just a wide range of wisdom to share. So I'm excited to have Stephen join us. On February 12th, we're going to have Suzanne Ward. Suzanne had the experience of communicating with a deceased son who died at the age of 17, and she talked to him about what heaven is really like. And Suzanne is going to be on here sharing some of her information that she has gotten through her communications with Matthew. And we do not actually have a topic picked. There's a lot of things on her website that they have talked about, and if you have a specific thing you'd like to hear about, please do visit Suzanne's website. You can find a link to that through the Honoring Hour website on the guest page. Go to www.thehonoringhour.com and visit our guest page and link in with Suzanne and see more about her information. If you'd like to hear about a specific topic, I'm going to leave that open. On February 23rd, we're going to have Susa Scalora, who wrote a wonderful book called Evidence of Angels. It is absolutely beautiful. This was her third book. It was recently released. I hope all of you got a chance to see it before Christmas and order it for a Christmas gift, because it would have made a wonderful gift. You can visit Susa's website at www.myth.com. So again, thank you very much for joining us for the monthly meditation. Bob Macko, who was on here last week, has graciously let us use his music. And I'm going to use his Adosos, I hope I'm saying that correctly, today. This music is designed to help you breathe correctly or get into a meditative state through breathing. So I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking during this meditation. I want you to just let the music do its work. But I do want to dedicate this meditation to the people of Haiti. And in this meditation, we are going to set the intention to give hope to all those in Haiti who are needing to feel like they're connected and that people out there care, by sending them unconditional love. It's a tragedy what they're going through, as so many other people have their own misfortunes. Haiti is suffering a very wide, universal tragedy at this time. So I'd like to just share with them all of the unconditional love that really is out there, remind them that it's available to them at this time. So if you just want to get yourself in a nice cozy spot, please do not be driving or operating heavy equipment or otherwise engaged in an activity where you need to give it your full focus. Meditation is for you to be able to sit down and receive. Receive what the universe has to give. So just start off by sitting down, feet on the floor. If you find that you have difficulty getting grounded or staying in your body, it's helpful to put your feet flat on the floor, sit with your back straight, and sit with your hands, palms down on your legs or on the seat beside you. I learned that little trick from Krista McCormack at Spirit School of the Intuitive Arts. Just let your breath start to come in all the way into your diaphragm. Just let yourself breathe. Relaxing into the tranquility that breathes deep into the body. Thank you.
Thank you.
for there is no war of control. There is no winner or loser. Together, let us work as a team for love, for joy, for harmony. Let our relationships with our family and friends be based on respect and joy, so we no longer have the need to tell them how we think or how to be. Let our romantic relationship be the most wonderful relationship. Let us feel joy every time we share ourselves with our partner. Help us to accept others just the way they are, without judgment, because when we reject them, we reject ourselves. When we reject ourselves, we reject you. Today is a new beginning. Help us to start our life over, beginning today, with the power of self-love. Help us to enjoy our life, to enjoy our relationships, to explore life, to take risks, to be alive, and to no longer live in fear of love. Let us open our heart to the love that is our birthright. Help us to become masters of gratitude, generosity, and love, so that we can enjoy all of your creations forever and ever. Amen. Remember to breathe in deeply, letting the life-giving oxygen be part of who we are. And in the words of Joyce Rupp, from Alive Now, let it be known, and remember, people gain so much hope when they know they are not experiencing something alone. In this moment, in this place of unconditional love, let us send this love and our thoughts and our compassion to the people of Haiti and to others that we know are needing this unconditional love. Feel it resonate throughout your body, reinforcing it with every deep breath we take. We invite the angels of mercy and compassion and healing to surround the people of Haiti, as surely they already are, and to be with us as well, and those that we love, as we go through our day. And as you remember to breathe deeply, setting the intention to allow this breath, this deep and glorious breath, to be our breathing pattern throughout the day, begin to bring your awareness back into the room around you. You may feel the need to move your feet and your arms, to wiggle a little, to integrate this unconditional love that you are still enveloped in. It is unending and here for us in every moment of every day, without exception. There is no one who walks this earth who is not a part, who is not a receiver of this unconditional love, should they so choose. And as you fully bring your awareness into the room and begin to move, feeling the integration of your soul being in every cell and the unconditional love. Please say prayers for the people of Haiti and for yourself and for others in need. Thank you for joining us here today on the Honoring Hour. We hope that you will be with us again next week when we have Stephen Horn talking about his new book, Heal Yourself, Heal Your World. Have a wonderful and blessed day to each of you. I'll be talking with you again soon.